the river meets the sea. White crosses without number line the fields of peace. And each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place and time, where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor left their dreams behind. And for the price they paid, I'm forever in their debt. Their memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me. To remember, your freedom's never. Just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as a cross was raised. The freedom drawn closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt and took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh. And for the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross will never die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one. I will live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me. To remember, freedom's never free. I will walk free. I will stay free, I will live free, I will die free. Stand, hold my head up high, I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me.
With us, the Waller High School Air Force Junior ROTC, led by William Capt, who will have the U.S. flag, Zoe Holman with the Texas flag, Cooper Alvarado, the right guard, Peyton Ramirez, left guard.
Let us pledge to the U.S. flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What a honor.
Let us sing together the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Sifting out the hearts of men before this judgment scene. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, and my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth.
Almost hear the trumpet sound, the Lord's return is near. There are still so many people lost, this message they must hear. Father, give us one more moment, one more day, just one more year. With God we're marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Welcome everybody who is here today with us. My name is Pastor Joel. I'm the associate pastor at Waller Baptist Church. And especially I'd like to welcome all of our guests that are here today as we continue to honor and recognize our veterans. Speaking of, in case you are not aware, our own Deanna Bonham, who graduated out of our youth group this past spring, will be graduating from Marine Boot Camp this month. So, yeah. So. Very excited to hear that. Her family is going to be having a little get-together, and hopefully we'll be seeing her here in the next couple of weeks. I don't know if there's definite plans for that, but continue to pray for Deanna and for her family. If you are a guest of ours here this morning, we would love to have a record of your time with us. And there are some maroon binders in the pews in front of you, and inside of those binders there's a couple of pieces of information. One is a yellow pad in there, and if you would just take that and place your name and some contact information in there, that will let us know that you were here. It will let us give us an opportunity to tell you about upcoming ministry events here at the church. We do a monthly First Sunday's Pastor's Breakfast where you have an opportunity to have breakfast and meet with Pastor Blake Nichols and let him share the vision of our church. And you can place that in the offering plate as it goes by. And on the back side, there's a place for members and guests. If you have any prayer requests that you would like to share with us, you can put that in the offering plate as it goes by as well. And then also, if you have any young children who will be going to Children's Church during the sermon today, there's a tag in there. If you've not checked into our computer service, you can fill out their name on the big part of the tag and put that on your child, and then you keep the small part, and the numbers match up so we can make sure we send the right children home with the right parents when everything's all said and done today. So just a few things going on to talk about this morning. First of all, we are 6 weeks away from our Christmas in a Barn production again this year. Yeah. Which means we're 6.5 weeks away from Christmas, by the way, just in case y'all were wondering. So Christmas in a Barn will be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before Christmas, Friday and Saturday evening and Sunday morning. Rehearsals for the production start today, so if you have signed up for that or if you are interested in signing up for that, you can see Tracy. She'll be out in the foyer after the service, and then immediately after the service, when everybody's cleared out, she's going to start rehearsing the choir angels. And then the rest of the production crew will be a little bit later on today as well. And if you're interested in helping with our activities out in the parking lot or behind the scenes things, you can see myself, and I will. I'll get you in the right place to serve for Christmas in a Barn. Above all, just be in prayer for that. In a couple of weeks, we're going to launch a concentrated prayer effort for that as well. But there's no reason to not be already praying. Last year, we shared the gospel with about 400 people who came through live, and then through our Facebook presentation, there was like 800 people that watched that video. So it's a great opportunity for us to celebrate Christmas and share the gospel and be a light in this community. And so we want to make sure that it is just laid down in a foundation of prayer and completely covered in prayer all the way around. We also are still doing our student ministry calendars and cookies fundraisers. So if you haven't been approached by a student and you are interested in buying one or more wall calendars or pocket calendars or some cookies that they will be baking for you, you can approach one of them, or you can come and ask me if they haven't come to you. And all of the money from that, it just helps with costs for youth camp and other activities they do throughout the year. And then finally, we are still in need of some help in our children's department. So we have Wednesday night jam, we have Sunday school, and then we have our children's church. And each one of those areas are moving along fine, but if we had two additional volunteers in each one of those areas, we'd really be rocking and rolling. So if you say, hey, I could help, you know, I don't know how, but I hear the need and I'd like to come and help either Sunday morning during Sunday school or maybe once a month help with children's church, or I can help out on Wednesday nights, please communicate that with me and we will get you plugged in at whatever level you can serve. If it's once a month, once a week, however it is, and we will appreciate the help, and we will get you plugged in where you need to be. Now I'd like to pray for us, and then we're going to continue right back into our time of worship here this morning. So, Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to come and to worship you as brothers and sisters in Christ. And, Lord, I pray that each and every week it would be true that you would be front and center of all that we do, not only as we gather here on Sunday mornings, but even as we go out individually into our community, into our workplaces, in our homes, in our schools. But God, this morning, as we also just recognize the sacrifices that have been made by so many veterans throughout the history of our country, and also ultimately the sacrifice that was made by your son, Jesus Christ, God, we just want to stop and give thanks. We want to bless you. We want to say thank you for giving us the freedom to come and to worship here without fear of persecution, without worry about getting in trouble for our actions today. And God, I pray that we would worship you boldly. I pray that you would be pleased by the offerings that we bring to you, and that you would come and move freely in this place, and you would bring conviction where it's needed, and you would give encouragement where it's needed. And through it all, we'll be careful to give you the honor and the glory and the praise. And we ask it in Jesus' name and by your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Joel. We're going to do one of my favorite parts of Veterans Day services, and that's to recognize individual veterans and veterans as a group as we play the Armed Forces Medley. So we'll have the medley being playing through video. When your branch of the service that you served in comes in, we ask you to stand during that song. And then at the end, each branch is repeated. So as each branch is repeated at the end, please stand, and as we'll be standing as a group at the end to be celebrated. So this is the Armed Forces medley. Seated. We're now going to have the Air Force Junior ROTC share with us the flag folding ceremony. I'll be sharing the meaning of each fold. In the Armed Forces of the United States, when the flag is lowered, it's folded in a triangular fold and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning it is brought out and at the ceremony of Reveille, run aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. The first fold of the flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in the eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran departing our ranks who gave a portion of life for the defense of our country to attain a peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature. For as American citizens trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace as well as in times of war, for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country. In the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is for where our hearts lie. It's with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through them that we protect our country and our flag against all her enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we may see the light of day, and to honor Mother, for it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is a tribute to mother womanhood, for it has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, for He too has given His sons and daughters for the defense of our country since they were first born. The 11th fold, in the eyes of a Hebrew citizen, represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in their eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold, in the eyes of a Christian citizen, represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies in their eyes God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding of our national motto, "In God we trust."
Our heart.
Let us sing together, "America the Beautiful."
Shed His grace on thee.
all that you give to us. We thank you, Lord, for salvation through Jesus Christ. And we come to you in his precious name, Lord, thanking you for the freedoms that we enjoy. And Lord, we just lift up those that have fallen. We lift up their families, Lord, that gave up their sons and daughters for the freedoms that we enjoy. We want to thank you, Lord, for those that are serving across the U.S. and overseas today. We just ask a special blessing upon them. We ask that you put your arms around them. And Lord, we just pray that you bless the USA. Amen.
Amen. Kids go to Children's Church. They'll take off there, back there with Ms. Shannon. And they're going to have a great time back there today. And you're going to have a great time in here. We've invited Michael Lindley to come and be our speaker this morning for our Veterans Day service. Mike grew up here in Waller and attended our church. Graduated from Waller High School in 1988. Jerry, if you'll throw that up there. We all like to laugh at senior pictures, right? There he was. And you have no idea what was coming, did you? No idea what was ahead. Mike joined the Air Force later in 1988. While in the military, he was stationed in Del Rio, Texas, King Salmon, Alaska. Said the fishing was pretty good there. Mm. San Antonio, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Tacoma, Washington, Sumter, South Carolina, and Turkey. And time in Afghanistan that you'll hear about. Some of the education certifications, he has a bachelor's degree from Excelsior College, a master's in human resource management and leadership from Webster University, and a master's in administration from Barry University. Service he's done as president of the First Sergeant Council, president of Operation Warm Heart, the nonprofit in 2013, certified as a speaker and coach by the John Maxwell team leadership. Mike and his wife Mary have four children, and they live on the space coast of Florida, just south of Cape Canaveral, and actively serve in their church, Calvary Chapel, there. He spent a little over 2 years. This is one of the things I found fascinating in talking with him. He has spent over 2 years in the Middle East, and there Michael initiated the collection of coats. He saw kids, Afghan kids, walking around in snow without coats and shoes. He initiated a cloak collection. They collected 15,000 coats.
Wow.
For the kids of Afghanistan.
All
right. Yeah. Let's give a warm welcome to Senior Master Sergeant Michael Lindley.
All right. I appreciate it. Wasn't that high school group, weren't they awesome? They did a great job. Awesome job. I'm excited that they were Air Force. You know, we don't do, that awesome sometimes, but they were awesome. I'm Mike Lindley. I'd like to, first of all, thank John for inviting me. I really appreciate it. This is the first time back in Waller in 30 years since I graduated in 88, and it's exciting to be back. Everything has changed. I barely found the church. It was awesome. There's my wife. It was funny, I was going over the speech with my wife the other day, and so in this part, I'm like, who am I? And so I was telling, I'm Evanita Lindley's grandson, and if you have been in the church for a while, you would have known my grandmother. I lived with her for my last couple of years in high school, and she was a spunky lady and awesome, and I loved her because she thought I could do no wrong, and in her eyes, I just love her awesome. I went and saw her gravesite yesterday, and just such a awesome woman. So I'm her grandson, and Virgil. I'm a Waller High School graduate, as you saw earlier. And I'm telling my wife this, high school graduate here was barely, probably. I was a United States Air Force Airman for 26 years, 12 days. Air Force veteran, 13,700,000 minutes. While I was in the Air Force, I remember going to my recruiter and I said, he goes, what do you want to do? He goes, you're qualified to be a mechanic. And I'm like, no, I want to be in a desk in the air conditioning. And so I did admin for the first good part of my career. I became an Air Force recruiter up in Fort Worth. And then from there, I became a computer guy, believe it or not, with the Special Forces in McCord Air Force. It was funny. I put in all these assignments for Florida, Florida, Florida. I want to go to Florida. And I did get an assignment to Florida, but my unit was stationed in McCord Air Force Base, Washington. So while I belonged to Florida, I lived in Washington. I was stationed with the 22nd Special Tactics Squadron there, and I'm going to have some pictures here in a minute with those guys. I'm not sure if I was with those guys in pictures, but then I became a leadership school instructor for 4 years for the Community College of the Air Force, taught leadership. That was an awesome, awesome job. Loved it. I got to mentor a lot of airmen and police officers and different branches of the service. And then from there, I promoted to become a first sergeant. In the Air Force, I was talking to John. So in the Air Force, first sergeant is a position. So your rank is master sergeant. And then you can apply for the position of first sergeant. And that's what I did. And then I promoted to senior master sergeant, but stayed a first sergeant. So I'm telling my wife all this, and she's like, and you're a husband, and you have children. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let me write that down. So anyway, my wife, beautiful wife, Mary, we've been married almost 18 years. I joke around, it's probably totally inappropriate to say in church, but I like to say I've been married 24 years to 3 different women, but she's the one that stuck around, sometimes, I know, it's bad, but she finds the joke. But I do teach divorce care at my church, so it kind of makes sense. Divorce care? Oh, I like a talker. I was just about to say that. I've spoken all around the world. I've been to India, Thailand, everywhere you can think of, and I've been asked to speak on leadership. And that's what I did, because of leadership school, and I was doing, a lot of stuff talking about leadership, leadership, leadership. And then John goes, hey, you want to talk about being a veteran? I'm like, wow, I can talk about what I did, but talk about who I am is sometimes tough. So when I talk about leadership, usually I outrank everyone that I'm talking to. And if I didn't outrank you, my boss was behind me, and he outranked everybody. And so when I said something and it was funny, they would laugh because I outranked them, or he outranked them. So just remember that I'm a Christ follower, and he outranks everybody. So if I say something funny, please talk back. And I know that we are Baptist here, but I married a Pentecostal, and so she speaks to everyone at church. Including, we're in a big church with the video camera, so our pastor is actually located at a different church, and she'll speak to the church, the video. And so I'm okay with y'all talking back. I love that, and it makes me feel better. But a different crowd today. But what I'm going to talk about today a little bit, I'm going to, you know, of course, I have something written down, because if I don't write it down, I will go off target. But I'm going to talk about Veterans Day and about our veterans and honoring our veterans. And then I'm going to talk about what it was like being a veteran, some traits that veterans have, and it's specifically in my world. And then I'm going to talk about some folks who helped me discover why I wanted to become a veteran, and then I'll finish up and wrap things up. So hopefully I won't go too long. But, you know, when John asked me to do this, I review video. I watch video after video after video of Veterans Day speeches, and they're solemn, and that's great, but we're still alive. And so I know Memorial Day is set aside for those who didn't come home, who died in combat, but Veterans Day is set aside for all of us who are still serving and who did come home, and that's exciting to me. I love being a veteran. They're my family. You know, I was away from my family for so many years, and they have become my family, and I think what veterans do are just awesome. So I also like to try to make jokes. And so while I want to be solemn and respectful to our veterans, I also want to laugh and be happy, because I think I'm a happy person. So I came up with a Jeff Foxworthy type, "You might be a veteran." And so so I have a couple here. I said, "You might be a veteran if you think Motrin is a daily vitamin." And because you could go to the hospital for knee surgery, 800 milligrams of Motrin. Flu, 800 milligrams of Motrin. You know, earache, Motrin. Your hair needs cut, Motrin. Anything is Motrin, Motrin, Motrin. And you laugh, but I have stockpiles of Motrin. You might be a veteran